Enron's business practices continue to be scrutinized on Capitol Hill. Today, Labor Secretary Elaine Chao testifies before a House committee about Enron's benefit plans. At a Senate hearing yesterday, former Enron employees described how their retirement savings vanished when Enron's stock became almost worthless. At another House hearing, Joseph Baradino, the chief executive of Enron's former auditing firm, Arthur Andersen, was grilled about his company's part in Enron's downfall. Baradino was chastised by Congressman Gary Ackerman, a Democrat from New York.
You're not knowing what was going on, if that's the case, is basically saying that you have squandered the integrity of your company. You've enabled the enrichment of the greedy at the price of destroying the dreams of so many decent, innocent people. And that is totally unacceptable.
Congressman Gary Ackerman of New York. While Enron is a big story in Washington, it's more immediate in Houston, where people are out of work and maybe running out of money. And it's not just Enron workers who are trying to sort out their lives. NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
Since its troubles got public a few months ago, Enron has laid off at least 4,000 workers. But in Houston, many more people than that worry about what's going to happen next. The company has enormous reach. We began calling around and found Norm Johnson, who runs Jay's Beverage and Coffee Service.
Jay's Beverage and Coffee Service is what they call an OCS, an office coffee service. We furnish coffee makers for all types of businesses, and all of the things that go along with coffee.
Well, tell me about what happened. What has their bankruptcy meant for your business?
What it's meant for my business is I lost about $30,000 a month in business, gross business, which projects to just about half of the gross business I was doing. I was doing about $1 million gross a year. I had about 6 employees. I have none now. It's me and my wife. And the biggest thing is that I have to start all over again. I'm 54 years old, and I just don't feel like starting all over again, to be truthful with you.
Really, survival is a real issue.
What got me was the hot checks. They passed me approximately $8,000-$9,000 in hot checks the month of November. All the checks that they wrote me in November came back. And I had to go pick them up at the bank. See, I'd already spent all that money in November, and then I had to come up with that $8,000 again in cash for December to buy the checks back. So that set me back $16,000 in cash. And I think what happened, see, is I got myself into this situation in that I didn't actively solicit any other business when I had Enron. I let the other half of my business just kind of go stagnant. And you just kind of slide into that situation where you wake up one day and Enron's a big chunk of your business.
Enron was very visible and very present in every major campaign.
C.C. Connor, managing director of the Houston Ballet. Back in the old days, Enron was a very, very good friend to the ballet and to many other groups, too.
For arts organizations or the hospitals or social services organizations, Enron was always a donor, and in many cases, Enron was a donor who gave gifts of a size that their name got attached to something, a wing of the hospital, the gymnasium of a school, that kind of thing.
That has changed in Houston. There are not likely to be any more Enron wings, not anytime soon. Instead, there are would-be Enron orphans that used to court the Enron name and now no longer do. The Houston Astros, for instance, want to pry Enron's name off their baseball stadium. And there are many more mundane items, almost like an estate sale. Michael Hudkins is general manager at Texas Office Products and Supply. They buy and then sell used office furniture.
Cubicle workstations, modular workstations, more so than strictly desks. A lot of the executives, of course, may have been involved with large desk sets and so forth.
Mr. Hudkins, you must see a lot of businesses that wind up in trouble somehow.
It happens. I mean, that's just a part of our business. Unfortunately, we're involved in a move just a few minutes ago when I was first called, and that furniture is going to come in the front door and then go right back out the front door with another user that's looking for exactly the same thing. People are being more frugal these days with their money, and instead of going out perhaps and buying a $5,000 desk, they're buying a $200 desk, and they're willing to take a few scratches on it.
With your experience in companies that have to sell off their assets,
How would you put Enron in perspective?
This is an extremely large building, extremely large hit, and a very, very sad situation because of the way everything has transpired, and particularly for the employees. The way it's shaping up, it probably borders on one of the largest ones in Texas.
Enron's demise doesn't hurt the used furniture business. It probably helps. As for the Houston Ballet, it lost only a small portion of its donor base. What hurt, the ballet director said, is that by being there for the ballet, Enron encouraged others to give. Still, he doesn't think any dancers are going to be thrown out of work. And Norm Johnson of Jay's Beverage Service, around the first of the year, he thought he might join Enron in bankruptcy. Now, though, despite the loss of money and employees, he sounds as though he's found a renewed sense of faith in himself.
All I need to do is just put on a little more business and hire me a little bit of help, and I think we'll be back rolling where we need to be. I can pay all my bills, keep the doors open, and do what I'm doing with what I've got right now. Because Jay's Beverage is it's named after my son. He's 14 years old, and he's going to inherit the business.
And if the boy does someday, the energy giant Enron, listed as the seventh biggest company in the country only a year ago, may not outlast a humble office coffee service. This is Alex Chadwick.